It's a game of chance, the lottery, a random letter pulled out of a Tupperware bin. But for the 140 people here at the Arlington Free Clinic, it's much more than that.
The next letter will be the last letter.
That's Jody Kelly, Director of Clinical Administration. She conducts the lottery.
The letter B. B is in baby.
115 people are sent away without so much as a chance to see a doctor. One of those is Abraham Haili, a recent immigrant from Africa.
Well, it's a lottery. Well, I'm not lucky in lottery. I don't get it. That's all. Eh?
One woman who did not want to be recorded says she recently lost her job, and she would like the clinic to see American citizens before illegal immigrants, a population that may become the dominant consumers of health care here at the clinic when the Patient Care and Protection Act goes into effect in 2014. That's when an estimated 400,000 Virginians will be added to the Medicaid rolls. Executive Director Nancy Pollinson says many of the people who regularly show up here will qualify for Medicaid and will therefore be ineligible for services at the free clinic.
It is so hard the way we do health care in this country. I mean, I think the patients get very frustrated. They want us to do what we can't do. We just can't take care of everyone.
Delegate Patrick Hope says the General Assembly had better start investing in health care, or Virginia will find itself in a serious crisis.
If people in this room do not get the care that they need, where do you think they go? They're still sick. And so they end up in the emergency room, costing taxpayers even more down the road.
If recent trends are any guide, even more people will show up next month and wait for their letter to be called. I'm Michael Pope.